Hey guys, it's Lynn right here again with you on Seriously. I'm coming to you most days from right here at anchor.fm/seriously. Or better yet, maybe you're picking me up on that podcast app on your smartphone because you've subscribed to this podcast. Either way, I'm just thankful that you're here with me again. And, you know, remember, sharing is caring. So if you like what you're hearing, if you like these episodes, please share it with your friends. My hope is that we are affecting change, that we are giving each other things to think about, things to act on, maybe things to change in our world. But one thing, always remember that together we can do it. So on today's episode of the Single Mom Diaries, I want to talk to you guys about holidays. You know, Thanksgiving's just around the corner, literally. If you have not done your Costco shopping or your big list shopping, I strongly suggest that you do it this week before you wait like I until next week, because it's going to be crazy. But for single parents, for divorced families, the holidays can bring so much more strife, stress, anger, not as much happiness, but it can if done right. The one thing to always remember is that it is not about you. It is not about you as the parent. You want to have that time with the kids. I totally get it. And parents of adult kids, stop making your kids feel fucking guilty for wanting to go spend time with their friends, for wanting to go spend time with the other parent. Don't give them a guilt trip. Don't make them feel like shit. It's hard enough being in that position. And that goes towards to younger kids too. But adult kids should not have to deal with that. And if you are an adult kid of divorce, let me tell you something right now. If you're getting a guilt trip from a parent, if they're making you feel bad, if you feel like you have to choose, that's not okay. And you need to feel empowered to speak your truth and say what is bothering you, say what is upsetting you, all right? But let's talk about the younger kids who don't feel that they can speak up, who don't feel that they can speak their truth. It is hard enough having to manage and navigate the feelings during the rest of the year, but throw in the holidays and there's memories of what it used to be like, and now there's two Christmases or now there's two Thanksgivings. You know, how do you split the time? Kids, no matter what age they are, they do feel conflicted. And it is our job as those parents, as the support family, to make them feel comfortable with the situation, with this new normal. No matter how much, how bad that you want them to be with you only on that day, that's not how it works anymore. You have to share. You have to get over the only child syndrome, and you have to share. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's not easy. I've been there. It sucked. Wow, did it suck ass. But I also saw around me the devastation of what happens to kids when you're not mindful about the holidays and how to manage and navigate them with the kids. So rule number one, don't be a dick. Yeah, I said it. I know I'm trying not to use bad language, but I can't help it because this shit drives me crazy. Rule number two, do not, and this goes for parents, this goes for new spouses of divorced parents, this goes for grandparents of those kids, this goes for friends, extended family, I don't care if what your role is in that kid's life, do not ever make disparaging remarks about the other parent that's not there. Let me repeat it again. Do not make disparaging remarks about the other parent. You know why? Because one, it makes you look like a total dick. I said it again, and I don't mean it in a good way. And it starts to break down at that kid's confidence. It hurts them. It doesn't hurt the other parent because they're not there to hear it. It pisses them off, and then it's just another reason to take the other parent to court. And trust me, when you do that, no judge is going to be like, oh, that's okay, don't worry about it. You can go ahead and tear down a kid by saying crappy things about their other parent. That's fine, no problem. No, it is our job as a community around these kids to make them feel loved, make them feel secure, and not talk crap about the other parent and their family. I don't care if you don't like the new girlfriend or boyfriend. Not your place. Not your parents' place. Not your great aunt's, first wife's, uncle brother's place to say anything. Your place is to hug, give loves, and support those kids. I know I sound a little, but I've been on both sides. Now, for that support family, it is so hard to not say anything. It is so hard to have your day split up now. But that's the reality. That's the new normal. That is the piece of divorce that sucks, is having to share. Now, as a parent, you need to be flexible. There's a certain amount of bending, but don't bend so much that you get screwed over either. It's important, even if you can't communicate, it's important to come to a reasonable solution where both parents get ample time. You know, there's different things where, you know, you can trade off and, you know, holidays or do this or do this. It just depends on what you've worked out. But whatever it is, be secure, be confident, and support the kids. Again, that's what it's all about, is supporting the kids. It breaks my heart when I hear kids talk about how hard the holidays are. It shouldn't be hard. Divorce is hard enough. Shit, life is hard enough. Our kids have to deal with so much more now. And it's our job to protect them, to love them, to give them what they need. So what is your plan? What is your holiday plan look like? Is it fair? Is it balanced? Is it good for the kids? Because again, that's who this is all about. No matter your plan, no matter how it works out, remember what you do for this holiday sets your kids up for the rest of the holidays of their lives. You don't want to have that adult kid who at 20 years old feels obligated. I don't ever want any of my kids to feel obligated to have to spend time with me. Or they have to spend time with me because they're worried about I'm going to be upset. So what you do now with you, when your kids are young, sets it up for how it works when they're older. Because obligation turns to resentment. And once resentment sets in, you cannot change that. You cannot get that back. It can work out. It can be amazing. It can be great. You just create new traditions. And if you think about that, what a great thing. What a great opportunity to create those new traditions. in a great way to help your kids manage and navigate this very tough, sticky situation. Have an amazing holiday. Have a great Thanksgiving. No matter how much time you spend with your kids or your family, make it memorable in a good way. Make it the best. And always, always, always watch your tongue. All right, guys. I'll see you back here again. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.